Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
An AEW star has announced a sudden retirement. Plus, a controversial Raw star is now a babyface, apparently. And two huge title matches have been added to this Sunday's TakeOver. For Wednesday, June the 9th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
And now, the Joker.
With New Japan, and here he is,
and Leo Rush with an opportunity to challenge the winner of tonight's three-way AEW World Championship title match if he can win this casino battle royale.
Got a chance to make yourself famous here tonight, Leo.
Leo Rush diving over Mark Quinn, takes out Isaiah Cassidy, drop step behind Quinn, leapfrogs up and over the top.
Damn, is right.
Pump kick avoided by Rush.
Boy, how quick is he? My God.
He's quicker than a hiccup, Tony.
Oh, the up kick. Driving both feet to the jaw of Cassidy. Sends Isaiah Cassidy into the ropes.
Can you say perpetual offense?
Spanish fly by Leo Rush. And Leo Rush pointing to his wrist saying, this is my time.
That was Leo Rush making his AEW debut as the Joker in the Casino Battle Royale. He wasn't in there for a long time, but he was certainly in there for a good time. Lit the place up, looked crisp and as fresh as ever, and very suddenly eliminated just a few moments after. I was very surprised that he didn't go a little bit further in that match. Leo Rush has broken his silence on what's next for him, and it's not great news. So he wrote on Instagram that he separated his AC joint during that appearance for AEW, and it meant that he took some time away from training and away from the ring to think on stuff about what he wanted in life regarding his personal life, his home life, his career aspirations. And Leo Rush has made the decision to retire from professional wrestling. In the final part of his Instagram post, Leo Rush says, "Since the injury, it's given me some time to think. Think about what I want in life, what I want for my wife and my kids, and what's going to make me happy as far as my mental health is concerned. The timing of this injury has forced me to stop and reevaluate, and ultimately it's resulted in making the decision to retire from professional wrestling. Thank you to the fans who have fought it out with me for the past 7 years and the people in my corner. Thank you to all the promoters and friends who I've met along the way and who believe in me and my vision. This has been a great ride, but it's time to get off and do what truly makes me happy. Due to contractual obligations with New Japan Pro Wrestling, I'll be making final appearances once I am healed. But for now, thank you all from the bottom of my heart, and I will see you all soon." Since this announcement, Tony Khan, through AEW social platforms, has put out the following statement. "Leo Rush reached out to me today and he shared that he planned to announce his retirement from pro wrestling tonight. While this news was unexpected, I'm glad he's made a choice that he's confident will make him and his family happy. Leo is a great talent, and I enjoyed briefly working with him, and I absolutely wish him the best. So sad to hear Lio Rush hanging it up, because as everybody will tell you over the next 24 hours as this news starts to get around, just a phenomenally talented wrestler, somebody whose work in ring always stood out and in a lot of cases jumped out at you as well. Lio Rush was let go from WWE just as things were really starting to motor for him in 2020. And he still managed to make his own way, carve his own path. He does all the motion capture for the new WWE game, by the way. So his presence will be felt for quite a long time to come. And obviously, we here at Cultaholic, we send our best to Lio Rush as he prepares to embark on a life away from professional wrestling.
See, now the first time I met Jackson Ryker, I didn't just see this unbridled potential and impressive arms and stamina that was through the roof. No, I looked into Ryker's cold eyes and I saw the ghosts of war. I saw a man that has been in battle, a man that would go to battle, but I did not see a man that would go to battle for me. So yeah, I walked out on Ryker. But that does not change the fact that there is an unwavering universal truth that everyone knows deep in their hearts. And that is that WWE stands for. I said WWE stands for. Now before I walk all over that maniac, I just gotta say that I wanna sing a song.
Oh, Jackson Ryker from behind.
A new look, Jackson Ryker. Oh. No longer aligned.
Wesley Thorn locks, but taking out all his rage, all of his vitriol, all of his aggression out on the man who betrayed him last week, Elias.
There goes the guitar. What's left of it?
Ryker seeking vengeance tonight on Monday Night Raw.
So that was from Raw on Monday. Elias getting attacked from behind by Jackson Ryker. This led to a match between the two. And the Thunderdome were popping. You can't deny how loud that crowd were cheering for Jackson Ryker. They were really hammering applause.wav. PW Insider have given us an update on future plans for Jackson Ryker. And they say, after their altercation on Monday Night Raw last night, we've been asked whether Elias or Jackson Ryker have been flipped to a babyface role, either Elias or Jackson Ryker. WWE sources indicate that the plan going forward is that Ryker will be on the babyface side of the roster. So WWE have essentially turned Jackson Ryker babyface in this feud against Elias. I can't help but feel that Elias would have made a better babyface out of the two and has done it in the past. This may be problematic when WWE goes back on the road simply because there is some controversy surrounding Jackson Ryker from quite a few people. He put out some posts during the pandemic that kind of skewed away from a lot of wrestling fans' beliefs and ideologies about the pandemic. And there was a very pro-Trump sentiment to Jackson Ryker as well. And look, you vote for whoever you want to vote for. That's not the point here. But it was statements made by Jackson Ryker that led to the Forgotten Sons being split up. It's statements from Jackson Ryker that also lend to role in Steve Cutler and Wesley Blake being let go from the company as well. And they're going back on the road soon. So I do hope if WWE want to get fans cheering Jackson Ryker, I do hope for them that it all works out. Speaking of Monday Night Raw, by the way, some relief from The Office as the ratings are back up a touch. 1.64 million viewers on the USA Network last night. That's back up 5.3% from last week's lowest Raw number ever. They must be relieved. Obviously, last week they were up against the fact that it was Memorial Day weekend, so there was less viewers, and there was obviously a conflict there in regards to where people's eyes were. So a sort of more normal Monday for them means that the number is back at something a touch more palatable. But as anybody knows from watching Raw, there is still a lot of work to be done.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is something that I've wanted to do for a very, very, very long time, and I was cut off at every opportunity, and you, sir, have given me the opportunity to make a real difference. You know, everybody kept saying, what's next, Mickey? What's next, Mickey? And I thought, oh, I could go out there. I could have some really killer matches. There's the greatest women's talent out there that we've ever seen. But this is different. We have a real opportunity here with so much history. The same show that I used to sit back and watch with my dad. And just a block, like right next door. And now we have a chance to really show that women's wrestling, not only does women's wrestling make money, but it deserves that prime real estate right at the top of the marquee, just besides the men's wrestling, every single night. And I'm here to show you why women's wrestling matters. It's not just a hashtag. It's not just a money grab. This is real. And I want the best of the best.
An emotional speech by Mickie James, who alongside Billy Corgan kicked off NWA Power last night with some big news. Mickie James, making her first appearance for the company, now signed up to NWA in an executive producer role. And she, as she said there, is going to be heading up an all-women's pay-per-view in August. This is part of a two-night pay-per-view system that NWA are going to be running. They're heading to St. Louis, Missouri for two pay-per-views in August. One of them will be the aforementioned all-women show produced by Mickie James. Mickie James saying that this is something she's wanted to do for a long time. And you know what? If anybody is going to be putting together an all-women's pay-per-view, I think Mickie James is somebody with not just the contacts, but with the passion and the enthusiasm to really bring that to life, as you heard a little bit of just there. The other pay-per-view that NWA are going to be putting on that weekend. So the women's pay-per-view will take place on Saturday, the 28th of August. And on the Sunday, the 29th of August, from the Chase Ballroom, we will have NWA 73. This is an anniversary show, and it's going to be held, that's right, the Chase Ballroom, the original home, as Billy Corgan said on Power last night, the emotional home of the National Wrestling Alliance. This is where Sam Muchnick put on a lot of NWA shows. Wrestling at the Chase was a massive part of the history of the National Wrestling Alliance. Also that week, whilst you are there in St. Louis, Missouri, there'll be TV tapings as well, Monday, August the 30th, and Tuesday, August the 31st. It is great to see NWA finally back up at full speed. I'm so happy to see more NWA on my screen. If you missed it over this past week, we caught up with Trevor Murdoch, the man who challenged Nick Aldis on Sunday at When Our Shadows Fall. He gave us a special episode of Desert Island Graps. He talked about three wrestling matches that he'd love to watch on a desert island and talked about some of his plans going forward as part of the NWA. That's on the podcast feed right now.
Ted, I'm just going to cut right to the point. It's been abundantly clear since I set foot here in NXT, I stand head and shoulders above everybody walking the wrestling earth. So this Sunday, whether I need to walk into this ring and knock that clown's head off, or whether I need to climb this ladder rung by rung to prove it, there is no hill I won't climb or hillbilly I won't step on, because there's only one man who can carry that million-dollar legacy, and it's not this hill, Jack. It's me. And why is that? Because whose game is it? It's LA Knight's game.
When Cameron Grimes is in between these ropes, when Cameron Grimes is in between these turnbuckles, when Cameron Grimes is in front of these people, Cameron Grimes cannot be beat. So take my money. Take my fame. Because I'm going to take that million-dollar legacy straight to... I don't see what I'm supposed to be reaching for. So, Ted, I need to tell you, what am I reaching for, Ted? Ted,
well,
what's
Cameron,
gonna be at the top, Ted?
Well, Cameron, I'm glad you asked.
Tell me, Ted.
Gentlemen, bring it in. Gentlemen, I want you to know that the both of you will fight, crawl, grab, use every fiber of energy and every muscle in your body. Just so you could have this.
You can't be serious.
And this Sunday, and in your house, whoever wins this ladder match will have become the new million-dollar champion.
So much money, in every sense, with Cameron Grimes, LA Knight, and Ted DiBiase. That was from NXT last night. The unveiling of the million-dollar title. The prize for the winner of the ladder match between Cameron Grimes and LA Knight. This has been something in the works for quite a while. So Ted DiBiase has been back on WWE TV. Just the thorn in the side of Cameron Grimes for weeks on end now. And we had heard reports from Andrew Zarian of Matt Men that this was going to be the way that it goes, which would see the million-dollar title brought back into circulation. And I am delighted to see this is how it's going to go down. They may steal the night with this match, you know. So we're going to get the million-dollar championship decided at NXT TakeOver In Your House. It's not the only title being decided. In fact, there's two in one match. So big stakes in a six-man tag on Sunday, where we will see Bronson Reed, the NXT North American champion, teaming with MSK, the tag team champions, to face Legado del Fantasma. So if Escobar, Mendoza, and Joaquin Wild win, they get all the belts. That's a huge match going down as part of TakeOver this Sunday.
Leaving the rat race, heading for the country. Gonna buy a Chevy pickup with a Benzie for my honey. Drive on down to Nashville, listen to my radio. Come on, baby, gonna head out to the dance hall, make a little noise. Gonna crank up the band, make some music with the boys. Double J is gonna be singing for his baby tonight. Look out in your house.
So let's run down. Oh, that's the original theme song from In Your House. It's a banger, isn't it? Let's run down the card for TakeOver In Your House. So the ladder match that we've just talked about for the $1 million championship, Cameron Grimes and LA Knight taking it to the moon. Also, the six-man winner-take-all tag team match for the NXT North American and Tag Team Championships. Bronson Reed and MSK facing Legado del Fantasma. Mercedes Martinez is facing Xia Li. We've seen Li put the mark on Martinez's hand that has led to all of this going down. I'm intrigued to see how that one shakes up, to be honest. The NXT Women's Championship on the line. Raquel Gonzalez is defending against Ember Moon. Raquel's first pay-per-view defense against a former NXT Women's Champion. They should have some fun. And a huge main event, that fatal five-way for the NXT title. Karrion Kross, who is Kross, is defending against Kyle O'Reilly, Pete Dunne, Johnny Gargano, and Adam Cole. Big beefy match with some big beefy lads. We will have our predictions for NXT TakeOver In Your House 2021 on the Cultaholic YouTube channel very, very soon. And we'll have live reactions from leader Adam Pacitti. We'll have What Happened At and TakeOver In Your House graded on Monday. A surprise Desert Island Graps dropped last night. Did you catch it? I spoke to deathmatch wrestling legend Lufisto all about her incredible one-of-a-kind career. Of all the fights that she has had in wrestling, she's faced everybody there is to face, whether it's an early Becky Lynch, whether it's a young up-and-coming Natty Neidhart, whether it's Kevin Owens for the CZW Iron Man Championship, whether it's a bloodbath with the Necro Butcher. Of all the fights she's had in wrestling, one of the biggest wins that she had came over the Ontario Athletic Commission. Take a listen.
The commission called the promoter. If you're having her wrestle, I'm shutting you down. I'm taking off your license and you're going to be fined and everything. So the promoter calls me and it's like, I can't have you on my show. I'm going to lose everything. I was like, I understand. But then I hung up and I'm like, no, there's no way I'm going to accept this. On top of everything else I've been through, still going through, that people don't want me to be in this business because I'm a woman. And they tell me every day. So what I did is I did some research in the very internet that was not like, probably we were running on 56K back then to a phone line. But I did a research and I found the phone number for the Ontario Human Rights. And I called them and I was like, here's what's going on. I'm a professional wrestler. I've been training with guys. I've been doing this for, it was like 5 years at this point. And they are stopping me from wrestling guys. But in the same time, Ontario is doing filming movies where stunt women and are fighting and stuff. I'm like, what's the difference? And then the woman on the phone was like, oh, there's a case here. There's no way somebody can tell you can't do something because of gender. So from that moment on, she sent me a bunch of papers that I filed, that I sent back. Tons of papers to file, tons of phone calls. I didn't go to court myself. The Ontario Human Rights, since I was living in another province, they would go to court for me and represent me. And it took 3 years and a half or so, close to. And one day I get the call. You did it. They are going to remove the law that women cannot wrestle men in Ontario. And not only that, not only the commission removed the law, but the whole wrestling commission was taken down.
Wow.
Completely gone. Yeah.
Here, Lufisto on Desert Island Graps right now, ahead of another new episode tonight featuring Australian wrestling upstart Lucille Brawl. Lucille's going to be talking about the expanding scene in Australia, and she makes a compelling case for why cyberpunk isn't actually that bad a game. That's on the podcast feed later on today. Twitch.tv/cultaholic later today. To you and I again. We're playing Banjo-Kazooie on the Nintendo 64 from 2 o'clock British summertime today. Can't wait to see you at 1400 hours. And on YouTube, as I said, youtube.com/cultaholic will be the home of the NXT TakeOver 2021 predictions. And you can check out right now 10 ways WWE Raw used to be much different. we're not being salty. There's some marked differences, which we'll talk about. Also, I know you've missed the theme tune. You can check out a brand new What Happened To. This time, we're looking at every wrestler from the first monthly pay-per-view put on by NWA TNA. There's some names in there that you probably forgot existed. Go check them out on our YouTube channel. Also, how well do you know your WWE authority figures? It's been a lot of them, hasn't there? Take the quiz and find out at cultaholic.com. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.